in here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was loud.
Shut your fucking mouth.
No. Shut your fucking mouth.
Wasn't nearly as loud as it was in headphones.
Shut your fucking face.
I forgot it does that when I record the other show. I use the Yeti, so I have the headphones plugged into that. And it's like, I was like, oh.
See, the Yeti does like, get used.
The
Yeti get used.
Boop, yeah. Poop is like very close to coming out.
That's right. Now we're done.
Pumpkin spice sucks. I'm just kidding.
No, it doesn't.
That's a joke from earlier when we couldn't actually record. Booyah! Nest cartridges, you have to blow them like a girlfriend.
Wait a minute.
And then you slightly stick it in, and then like you have to force
it
down.
You have to jiggle it a little bit. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you have full bore, and it's like, hopefully it works.
All the earlier conversations that you fuckers missed.
Yes, only one. Speaking of earlier conversations, business real quick. Go to Facebook, like the page. You can share it. You can comment and shit. Then go over to Twitter. Twitter handle is...
That comes from the pod.
Comes Natural, at Comes Natural Pod. He fucked that up because he was trying to go fast. You can follow us on there. You can tweet at us. Mike, tweet you back. Mike, follow you back. Blah, blah, blah. Go to iTunes. You can rate the review that. You can subscribe to it so you get the show every Wednesday and Friday when it comes out. And then head over to blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally where you can do all the same stuff and then do it other than iTunes. Boom, there you go. Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
Taj.
I am Cody. Mike's not here. Fuck him. Let's go into what we're talking about before the problems we were experiencing, which seemed to be doing much better.
We have some serious issues.
So we had some technical issues earlier. I think Taj touched something.
I am certain that
happened.
And you're welcome.
Booyah. Speaking of Taj.
Hi.
We got some comic book movie stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, we do.
So
are you excited?
I am excited. I almost did the clap, but I realized it would be super fucking loud on here.
Do it.
Right?
Oh!
Yes.
I just deafened myself.
Everybody suffers with me.
Oh, God. Look at it.
Peaked.
Anyways, we will talk about... All right, we'll see. Majority rules. Do you want to do DC first or do you want to do Marvel first? Go.
DC.
Yeah, DC.
All right, majority rules, doesn't matter what the fucking say, unless I veto it and just say do what I want to do. But it's a democracy, so we will go with Marvel. I'm just kidding. We'll go to DC.
Yeah, it's in a cheerocracy.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's a codiocracy.
Fucking...
Anyways, so the big news today was reported, but it actually happened. I want to say it was from yesterday because I think that's when Big Bang Theory premieres is on Tuesdays. I could be wrong about that. So.
I have no clue.
It doesn't matter. I don't watch the show. My parents do. Just like everyone's parents do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's because it drives me absolutely fucking insane.
They're like, this is what my kids do.
Because they're like, everybody's like, oh, Sheldon's so funny. If you had a friend like that in real life,
you would
murder him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Like, there's no way you could live with somebody like that.
But that's why it's so funny, because nobody has a friend like that in real life, and they get to live vicariously through the assholes on the TV show that have not yet killed Sheldon Cooper.
I think it's going to come down in like a general hospital or it's a general hospital where they fucked up and it was like all in like the autistic kid's head from the snow globe.
Yeah, it was general.
They're going to do that where it's going to be like
I have no clue what you're talking about.
There's a white person's show called General Hospital.
Back in the 80s?
It's still on, but it's back in the day.
Shit is still on the.
Oh yeah, all of that. Guiding Light is like the only one that never. Young Arrest is still a thing.
What?
All that. Yeah, Guiding Light's literally the only one that never like made its way through.
So Guiding Light not a thing.
Not anymore. Yeah, I don't think
what
so.
What the fuck?
Anyways, General Hospital back in the day, they were.
Wikipedia, tell me something about Guiding Light. Go.
Guiding Light.
I'm gonna learn when it died.
Oh, go ahead. So General Hospital back in the day decided they were gonna end the show. Even though they didn't really end, it just continued on. But they decided we're going to end it. And then they pulled, like, this is probably one of the earliest, like, fuck you moments of any TV show ever ending, was they basically said the entire show was the daydream of a kid with autism who was staring at a snow globe that had the General Hospital in it.
Yep.
So all the things that happened, all the drama, all the stuff was in this autistic kid's head.
Are you
Yeah,
yep.
Literally a giant fuck you to everybody who ever
stopped watching the show right at that moment.
Well it's the last episode.
Air quotes ended, but yeah.
So, Guiding Light. This motherfucker was on NBC Radio.
Yeah.
And then 1937 to 1946.
That did not.
And then made into TV.
CBS Radio from 1947 to 1956. And then CBS Television from 1952, don't ask me how that shit works, to 2009.
Yep, see?
Wow.
Adios, Guiding Light. You fuckers are dead.
Yeah.
Robert Newman looks familiar, but he's not in the show. I mean, show's over.
Yep. Anyways, So back to Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory is a CBS show.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, if you don't know, yikes.
Yeah.
Not the best picture to be able to show, huh?
Not close.
CBS, it airs on CBS, but it is owned by Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is owns DC, which means they do all the DC movies, hence the reason they're Warner Brothers properties.
Matthew, very much.
Yep. And just recently they announced a contest because the new Justice League movie is coming out. That if you go to this website, I don't know what it is because I don't really care. There's this win a chance to go to the premiere of Justice League, right? Which I'm going to guess is going to have all the stars and creators, blah, 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 right?
If it doesn't, so it's a big deal. It's a big fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. I mean, DC is pretty good about that kind of stuff, I think. So the whole thing is there's this wheel, and you see like animated versions of the characters, or not even animated, like characterized versions of them dressed in their Halloween costumes, because every year they do Halloween and they always dress like superheroes. And there's a big wheel behind it. You're supposed to spin the wheel.
Just like superheroes?
No. The Big Bang Theory people.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sheldon and Leonard and all them.
All
right. Behind them is a big wheel. You're supposed to click a button to spin it. And on the wheel is all the sigils for all the Justice League. So you got Superman, you got Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Aquaman, Flash, and Green Lantern.
Oops.
That's yes. The
thing. So, is it an oops?
Is it an oops, or is it just a, oh, fuck, we messed up because he's in it, but we're not supposed to say he's in it.
That's why it's a fucking oops.
So the theory, so there's two big theories. One is they're supposed to introduce Hal Jordan's Green Lantern in this movie. The other one, which is more of a credible source, says the last third of the movie, when it's the big fight between the Justice League and Steppenwolf and all of his forces,
Lantern Corps comes in.
The Lantern Corps comes in to help them, and in that fight, a certain one Lantern gets mortally wounded, and he has to emit the ring to find a new champion, hence the reason Hal Jordan then gets shown as getting the ring.
Ryan Reynolds, that guy is fucking busy as shit.
Well, Ryan Reynolds won't be it. he said he would love to do a well done one, but him and Geoff Johns don't really like see eye to eye anymore because of it. Because Geoff Johns is the one that really fucked up the movie one in his eyes. It wasn't all his fault because he's not the one that chose the suit and the terrible choices. Anyways, so Ryan, he's busy. Anyways,
yeah, he's
doing its own little Marvel thing. But yeah, so, and that's it's pretty big news, because at this point, it's been the first rumor of Lanterns entering the fold was when the sizzle reel from Comic-Con came out, and it was the first time we got to hear Steppenwolf, who is the villain for this movie, talk, and he says there's a monologue he's going over where he's saying that basically Earth is ready for invasion because there's nobody there to stop him, and he mentions how there's no Lanterns. Really, it's no Lanterns, comma, yet.
Yeah.
Because obviously, in the DC universe, we know they're there. There's no presence of them yet on Earth area, because there's never been an Earthling to be in the actual Lantern Corps. Abin Sur, who is the Lantern for our district that our planet is in, has never had a reason to come to Earth because there's never been anything.
No need.
No need yet. No need for the Galactic Police to be there yet, which is what the Lantern Corps is. Until, say, Steppenwolf, a general in one of the most devastating armies in all of the universe, decides to come to Earth, which you would think if a big bad like that from well-known in the universe goes to this planet that's never had interaction, you probably need some help because they might not have protection for themselves, so who would you send?
Superman.
Well, they don't know he doesn't exist yet, because technically all of Krypton's been destroyed.
And technically he doesn't exist
right now. Well, I mean, yeah, technically. So you would think they would send the police force to help protect that. And so that wouldn't be the Lantern Corps. Because we already know they're doing a Lantern Corps movie because it's called Green Lantern, the Green Lantern Corps.
Is Mark Strong in it?
I fucking hope so. Mm. I fucking hope so. The only thing good from that fucking movie, other than the fact that he just like flipped to being bad, like way too fucking bad. Easy. He's just like,
you I'm know, curious about
I like
this.
The cut of his jib. I'm going to be bad.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yep. That'll do, pig. That'll do. But so that's a big thing. Usually it's Lego who breaks these like big things. Like Lego does all the time. They're like, hey guys, we have new toy sets coming out. By the way, no one knew that this is gonna happen. They did it with Civil War when they first showed off Giant Man.
That's right.
I mean, no one had seen anything yet, and they're like, hey, there's a play set. It's a airport battle scene. Hey, why is this guy super big?
Oops.
Oh, yes. See, the thing is, we took creative. Now we fucked up. He goes big in it. Shit. They did it with Thor, the new one, before anybody knew really what was going on. It. They showed a picture of Hulk in armor, and they're like, "Well, guys,
the Hulk's out of the bag."
The thing is, we knew he was going to be in it. We just didn't know what aspect of him was going to be in it. Being Gladiator, Hulk, Week. Yeah. So we're just going to go back to building our crazy
blocks,
plastic blocks that hurt your feet when you step on them.
But they're awesome when you put them together.
Yeah, they are.
Nobody could see that.
It was for you guys, all right?
Thanks, buddy. Like I didn't.
So I didn't say anything. I was just like,
yeah.
It's for your benefit, not the people who can't see it.
I can see it already.
I know. I'm just wanted to point it out again. So yeah, so that's the big DC news. Joe's. Oh, I've had too much coffee. Not apparently enough.
Well, no, I've hit the wall.
Oh, that was the coffee's like, ah. What? What happened? I stroked out. Also in DC news, by the way, the new Justice League trailer gets me hard every time I watch it.
Yeah.
And I have been vocally
watching it right now.
Just thinking about it. I'm looking at a picture of it, and it's just like I'm about to hit the bottom of this table knee. Weenie. Ha ha! Sorry. That's their great humor.
It's wee.
Yeah.
Weenie.
It's a small knee.
Weenie. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think that new trailer looks amazing. Myself, I don't know about you guys, but you know, we talked about it last week on the show without Tosh, but I think it looks pretty dope.
No worries.
A lot. Next up, a trailer we didn't talk about last week because it wasn't out until, the other day, is Black Panther. So this is the Marvel stuff, by the way. It's a transition I made.
Oh, seamless.
Yeah, see, I talked about the Justice League trailer and then I brought in another trailer. So I'm working on my transitions instead of just going, hey, speaking of pumpkin spice, what about them jerseys?
I'd say that you hopped on that segue pretty good.
I think so.
No crashes or anything?
Yeah, no, man. Spice two segue? Wheels the entire time.
That one was like he jumped on it and it just like started going forward and just crashed.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. He went backwards, it went forwards.
Yep.
It was a mess.
Someone went somewhere, and it wasn't a good idea.
This
anyways,
one was much better.
Yeah, I'm working on them.
Light
journey.
You know.
Yep. I'm getting better at them, I think. Yeah. I'm practicing.
Got your elbow pads on.
Yeah, you know. Got my helmet.
Helmet, knee pads.
Mouth guard.
Yeah. It's ready to go. Segway.
They drive themselves. No, they don't. They balance themselves. You're an idiot. Oh, speaking of, did you see that Ford's getting ready to early next year to release or test self-driving cars in New York?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
This fucking transition has
that
gone.
That was a segue.
It got hijacked.
Tangents, it happens. Oh, comes naturally. Whatever happens, it comes naturally.
Which, by the way, if they're testing it in New York.
Yeah,
New York,
right?
That's the worst place to test anything. But if it works, it works.
Exactly.
They said New York City in the article that I read.
So it would be the best place to test it because there's shit tons of things going on. But yes, exactly. At the same time, the worst place to test it because shit tons of things are going on.
So much stuff.
Yeah, start small, fucking Ford. Don't be afraid to be modest.
Also, how about you get an electric car? How's that? Was that too much to ask before you do self-driving anything?
Yeah, they don't have an electric car.
No. They barely have hybrids.
Well, they've got one.
Like I said, they barely have hybrids.
Mm-hmm. I got two. But, you know, who's counting?
Did you read about
apparently you are.
About London, the downtown area? They completely banned vehicles down there for a whole entire day.
How'd that go?
It actually went pretty well. People walked or took buses. They allowed like buses and bikes and stuff like that.
Bikes are a huge thing there.
Yeah, but it was for a whole entire day. And if you were caught going through the area,
it was like certain blocks you could.
It was certain blocks. It wasn't like the whole entire city. It was just like certain. It was a certain area downtown. It was fairly wide. From what
would have been so peaceful with all that car noise.
Quiet, that's right? For sure.
Because that shit, I mean, I've never been to England, but I can imagine with all those old-ass brick buildings and shit, like stone buildings, that shit's got to echo everywhere.
We should next year do a show from England.
Okay. All right.
See you in England next year, bitches.
Yeah. Right. Like, like football, right? They do one game over there and it sells out.
Three games.
They do three now? Yeah. I'm not a football fan, obviously. I knew they did one there, though. That's impressive.
You got that, for sure. Wembley Stadium. We'll see you there.
sell out.
Oh God! Right.
Four people, and maybe Jen. Jen goes with us. We'll have one person in the crowd. We're no Muse. It sells out four nights in a row.
We are no Muse,
and I'm pretty sure it's London as well. They said they wanted to eliminate. They have a thing saying that they want to eliminate all gas vehicles by 2020.
That's ambitious. I like
it. So it's electric only, right?
Cody,
you okay?
What about hydrogen? Are they doing with all combustible fuels?
Technically, hydrogen's not a combustible engine, though.
Well.
Or hydrogen a combustion engine, should I say?
No, yeah, because the way the hydrogen works is you burn the hydrogen to power an electric motor,
essentially.
Creates, and literally, and yeah, the only byproduct of that is water.
In vapors, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, water vapor.
I had a sneeze that was going to come out. No, and it got stuck. Remember earlier? I was going to sneeze and it got caught in my nose and just exploded out of my nose.
Yeah.
Like, it was horrible. I thought my face was going to come off. Right now, back of my throat. I'm going to die. My nose is completely broken.
Joe's taking over.
Joe's in charge. I'm dying.
Just suddenly becomes like all sciencey stuff.
Joe's science minute.
The science behind Marvel and DC.
Sorry, I'm not going to die now. But I have to save you people from that.
Would you love to live in a place like that where it was just...
Yes.
Yes. But,
without hesitation.
But you had to pay for that vehicle.
What vehicle?
Well, the electric vehicle.
Or
you wouldn't have one?
No, it's
sure, I'm fine with that. Owning a car anyway.
I'd own a Tesla for sure.
Absolutely.
Right, but it's not like it'd be subsidized or anything because hasn't been anything that has said that they're going to do
help people buy those cars.
Subsidies and stuff.
I don't know
like
if
that,
you know this, but
like
my vehicle currently is not subsidized, so fuck it, I don't care.
But yeah, these things are like brand new.
Cost as much as that.
Exactly. Now, granted, Tesla has done what the
get Model a fucking 30, Leaf. How much is a Leaf? 40?
Model 3 is 30 something. 36,
I mean, there are electric vehicles out there that are reasonably ish priced. So I would buy one of those until I can afford a Tesla.
The only one that's I can't even say it's decent because I know a lot of people don't like it, is the Nissan Leaf.
The Leaf, yeah.
But the gas mileage, the charge time.
Priuses are 40-ish.
Well, Prius doesn't have a full electric.
You're full electric.
Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
My question, though, about that is, so you say they're getting rid of gasoline. Is it gasoline or fuel? So does that mean they're getting rid of, like, diesel, things like that? But
what's
hydrogen technically is a fuel, not a gasoline.
One? What? No, it's a petroleum product.
Yeah.
Hydrogen's not a
petroleum product. Okay, so petroleum-based products they're getting rid of. So, yes, the biodiesel will be getting rid of then, too.
That's not biodiesel. What's the corn one is?
It's biodiesel.
It's biodiesel.
Is it biodiesel?
Yeah,
I thought it was something else. Mm.
Biodiesel,
but I'm sure.
Oh, you talking ethanol?
That's
the race car one, right?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, biodiesel is the one that smells like McDonald's.
Smells
French
like
fries.
Yeah, it smells like French fries. I'm talking about
because
ethanol.
That's where it comes from. Ethanol.
That's 85% corn.
Yeah, but that's also more dangerous than regular gasoline because it ignites faster.
Yeah, and you wouldn't
burn slower though.
It does burn slower. That's why race cars use it. But it's also super dangerous. That's why the guy who has the gas cans that give him that crazy ass suit, because that shit will literally light reflecting off the car can light it on fire.
I say run that shit.
And you can't see it because it burns so hot it's clear. You can't see them on fire. They just look like they're smoking.
And it's more vapor.
Fuck, that's crazy. Ugh. So terrible.
How do you know you're on fire? Well, I'm feeling really hot right now.
Yeah, like
I don't see any flames. Just
I'm good then.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. And by the way, it catches everything on fire. So
right. Can't catch cement on fire. Cement doesn't burn.
No, but it will literally stick to it and
it'll
burn.
It'll spread, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
it won't light it on fire, but it will be on fire.
Okay, I made a mistake. It's Paris. Paris did it.
That makes sense.
Good for you,
they're,
Paris.
And they're the ones doing the 2020. It sounded weird saying London. And I
so they're the ones that did the...
Did the ban on cars in downtown Paris.
Ooh, that must have been crazy.
Well, it's busy enough already. I don't think they need cars.
I mean, they're one of the only cities that has electric buses too, right?
No.
I think they're one of the cities that has them.
Well, you might be right there, but I don't think they're the only.
No, I said one of the only.
Don't yell at me.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I love pajamas.
I love scotch.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, technically, I like bourbon, but, you know.
I had a grenade.
I have a belly button.
I love lamp. Yeah, no, that's pretty dope, though. I think that's pretty cool.
Right?
Elon must be pretty happy about that whole... Trying to get gasoline cars gone by
I'm sure.
2020. By 2020, he's
did
like,
you guys have the supervillain conversation?
We did. We actually expanded on today.
I want to add one thing to the Elon Musk thing. Did you hear that he was sending Tesla batteries to Puerto Rico?
Yes. He's the Tesla. They have names.
Yeah, I can't remember them. That's why I just said the
Tesla
batteries.
Tesla Home. Tesla. Oh, my God. It has a name, but I don't know what it's called right now.
Already?
My brain is non-functioning, apparently.
I can't apparently spell either.
Tesla. yeah, so they're doing it because generators have a fault where they you need gasoline of some kind of thing to run them. Powerwall, that's what it is. You need them, and down there, they can't get it because they don't really...
Their infrastructure is completely destroyed. Yeah, they're not destroyed
right now. You just can't go over and just scoop it up and like throw it in your generator. It's just fucking everywhere. So yeah, something like that, like... would be amazing because like you can run a house on those batteries.
Yeah,
fucking
and do solar charge to them.
What's his face? Lou Laporte. His entire house is now off the grid.
Yeah,
he has two Teslas. Him and his wife, and they have the Powerwall, and they are legit solar only. They use no terrestrial power.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, dude, that shit's nuts.
Especially in a city like fucking Phoenix.
Yeah,
you won't need. Oh man.
Right?
How lovely does that sound?
Yeah, and he actually, I know he, on his show, his personal show, not his like tech show, he basically made a call because apparently he knows Elon Musk. Like, just ring him up. Hey,
I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, weird, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Wish I could make that fucking phone call. What up, right? E? Because I would call him E for sure.
I don't know if he'd like that.
That dude's chill as fuck, man.
He is.
I don't disagree.
He had midget fighting at one of his birthday parties.
He did.
I'm with you there. Like, I don't know if E is it though.
No, nah, man, we'll be fine.
All right.
When we're best friends and I make him hire Joe to work like on the moon base or whatever, it's fine.
It'd be awesome.
I'm still not sold on that.
On
the,
what?
The not villain piece of, you know, working for
a villain. I believe he's totally a villain.
I'm just saying, if you work for a villain, doesn't that make you a villain?
I said no. Yeah.
I say I think it does.
No, it does not. Cause if
moving on,
we can talk about it and it'll be fine. But he makes a phone call and be like, yo, like, I want some of your crazy tiles. He's like, all right. So he's asking me one of the first ones that gets him.
Simple as shit.
Yeah. And well,
he's got that kind of clout, though. I mean,
well, yeah. Like he's also contacted, I can't remember the name of the company. You might know what I'm talking about. There's this company that makes these giant solar slabs for streets. And they're like octagon shaped. And they're strong enough to drive on them.
I heard about
that. And they replaced the cement.
What the hell city was doing that?
Yeah, it's somewhere in California, I'm sure. But they're like 89% conversion efficient.
Yeah.
And like they're industrial strength. So like they're designed to like just obviously be out all the time. It's not like you're going to pick up part of the road and take them away. They have a friction portion of them too, so as the cars drive over them they get a charge from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually how, and what they'll do is they'll have lights built into them. Yeah That's them. Solar roadways, smart streets for the future. U.S.'s first public solar rollout, Route 66. So I was right, California. Does it say what part of Route 66?
It does not. I didn't look.
Let's see,
let's go with that.
But what they'll do is, it's cool, and this, I don't know if this shows it or not. Yeah, they look like cobblestones, basically. This is what they look like.
Yeah.
That's the outside portion of them. But they'll self-light the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's crazy about them is they have an array of LEDs on them, and when they need to change the lanes for like traffic,
they just light them
up differently.
So cool.
Yeah.
And they're so bright, you can see them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck, man?
I'm impressed. I love science.
Yeah, like
that shit got
the
me.
Next thing we need is flying cars, but then obviously the solar roads would be fucking just solar panels.
So, I mean, if we ask Mike, LA is the first to get flying cars.
Of course, yeah.
Which I'm okay with because they need it.
No, they do not. Them crazy motherfuckers.
They do need it. I mean, I think flying cars would help traffic.
Well, yeah, not having traffic. Or at least lots of stacked traffic.
Fair enough.
Because you'd have to have designated fly areas. You can't just fly wherever you want.
Well, you got flight ceilings right now. So, I mean, it'd still work out kind of the same way. You can only fly so high.
Yeah, but I'm saying is like you'd have to like have routes. Like if you want to go, streets, like this is, you know, streets.
In the air, yeah.
Air streets.
Wait. What would you call that? Joe, I need you to think of a name.
Futurama Streets.
What? Futurama Streets? They do have the little like switching signs, yeah. Which is so funny. You'd think they'd be electric. All theirs, they swivel. It makes me laugh every time. You just like, yo, Futurama, you couldn't come up. They couldn't have lights on them. They just go, boink, boink. Anyways, we didn't even get to where we're going, but this is a good segue.
We're not even close.
Where is a good segue, well, though?
I was going to say, because how interesting would it be if these like tech companies got together and were like, fuck you, Trump. We're going to go to Puerto Rico and we're going to build out an infrastructure that would actually be
sustainable and workable.
Be futuristic, be sustainable. I mean, it's a small island, so you know, there's not going to be a whole lot of. I mean, there would be because there's
going to be a ton of overhead, but it certainly would be cheaper.
It'll be similar to what Tesla did in Denver, right? Back in the day, with Tesla, like Nikola Tesla, not Tesla. Tesla. Sorry, that was a.
You
weird
said Tesla, thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, what did Elon do in Denver?
Legalized weed. No, Nikola Tesla back in the day. Created the first power grid,
and the intention was it to be free.
Yes. Yeah, and then capitalism took over, and
that's my point. Like it's devastating what happened there, and the response. When you get any type of thing like this, the response isn't always the best. But coming out of it, it would
provides
be cool.
A great opportunity.
Exactly.
It would help set a standard.
To be able to make this like more of a future. Place.
I think the only problem that you'll run into is A, how much of the island is still underwater.
So well, they have those pumps, those movable pumps they're putting in. I can't remember the company. It's the same company that brought them down to the oil spill when and when Katrina hit. They're these little like boat things that have pumps on them. What they do is they're empty, right? But they have air pressure in them. So they still float in water, otherwise they'd tip over like any boat would. And as they go, they pull in the water, right? And then it releases the air, so they still stay the same buoyancy and then fill up in the stationary and then just come pick them up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But how amazing would this be to see, how can we not necessarily prevent, but how can we help mitigate disaster in future?
In recovery.
So... maybe have a transportation system much like the Hyperloop.
Yep.
But it runs underground or something. That way, if you have to get from one point to another, you have this vacuum sealed area that you can go back and forth. And it's not like you're running it across the United States.
People
this is
be
a much
terrified
more
of that. Claustrophobia is a real thing. I would totally be cool with it. I think it's
an awesome idea. Because I'm thinking of subway systems. This is really just like a high tech subway system, really.
There are people who are afraid to get on the subway. Those people are crazy.
There would be, but it's not to say that there wouldn't be roads.
We're not judging you around here, folks, but you're fucking nuts.
But you run
if you don't get on there.
You run high speed internet. You run power underneath the ground instead of over the ground.
Yep.
You convert from I don't know what type of electrical plants that they have there, but if you do more heavily. I don't know. He said, I don't have.
I don't think they have nuclear. Good.
It reminded me of the Simpsons thing. It's pronounced nuclear. Homer.
Yeah.
But if they relied more heavily on solar or wind, nuclear is a good way to go for some places, I think. For some place that is more hurricane prone, I would
probably
say
not the best,
not the best thing to go. Yeah, I'm thinking Japan, Three Mile Island.
Definitely Three Mile Island.
Yeah. But I think it would be a good place to start, and then you could showcase all these technologies and whatnot.
You could show they work.
And you could show that they work on mass scales. You could even move headquarters from the United States to Puerto Rico. I don't know what the economics in that would really
kind of
entail.
Doing that already, though.
But
we basically own them, right? Like they're like a 51st state.
Not basically, but yes.
Yes. It's much like the Philippines, if I recall right. They're an annex of for the United States. Mm-hmm. So like we own them.
Own the property.
They have congressional.
They've got their own government.
Well, no. I mean, like they have congressional representatives within the United States, but they're not considered a state. They're just considered a U.S. territory.
There's a name
so
for
they
it,
don't
right?
get. So they don't get...
Not territory. There's something else for it, though, right? I thought there was.
You can look it up.
I probably could.
They don't get, like... Don't like they can't vote in presidential elections. You know, and they're allowed to pretty much run themselves, but they do have, like I said, a representative within the United States Congress. But it really, I mean, honestly, doesn't.
Commonwealth.
Commonwealth. That's they're the U.S. Commonwealth.
Virginia.
yeah.
Jesus. But yeah, they, so they, even though they have a representative within the United States, they're not really well represented because, you know, when was the last time besides, you know, before this that you even heard of, you know, anything right. that would affect them? And I'm sure most people didn't even know that the United States actually owned them, technically.
Yeah.
Shame on them.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't ever. No, yes, I don't think they teach that really, do they?
I think they. I don't know. Shit. I'm not even going to guess. School's so different than when I was in it.
Math, man.
It's a hell of a subject.
Common core history, that's all I'm saying.
Anyway, I think we can segue now to
Marvel.
I was gonna say because like you could turn it into a tech utopia, much like
Eureka?
Wakanda. Oh. So Black Panther. There you go. See what I did there? See? Segues like a motherfucker. We're gonna change the name of the show.
Segues like a motherfucker.
Oh, we should do another show called Segways Like a Motherfucker and just...
The acronym on that.
So the whole point Slam. Of that show...
Thank you very much.
Fuck yes! Yeah.
Oh, we are so too far away.
There it is. There.
Segways Like a Motherfucker. Brought to you by Comes Naturally.
I like it.
All we'll do is segue to shit and never talk about it. You have to find a good way to segue to something else you want to talk about, and then before you can get through the topic, someone else has to segue off of something you said into something else.
That's good.
That hurt a lot.
Slam.
I bet it did.
This chair does not have great padding on the arms anymore.
Hell, you know. It's old.
It's like 10 years old, and that fucking hurts. Ow.
Segue that, bitch.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of shitty chairs, that's not a good segue. It wouldn't have worked at all.
Speaking of things that hurt.
Yeah.
It hurts me
that Taj did not get hyped up
about
the new Black Panther trailer. And this isn't a race thing. I brought this to work.
Not at all.
And it was like, I think that's the race is you think he get hyped. I'm like, no, he gets hyped because it's a dope ass, it looks like a dope ass movie.
It does look like a dope ass movie. I'm not taking that away. However.
But your words were this.
Go.
You were not as hyped after watching this trailer as you were watching the first trailer.
The teaser trailer. That's correct.
Is that right? Is that, they get your
100%.
You're saying correctly?
Got it.
I think you're incorrect because my opinion would be that you were wrong.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Mainly because this trailer showed so many cool things in it that literally just... And I showed this to Joe. I don't know if he caught on to it, and I forgot to talk about it because we started talking about Hot Ones. If you watch the teaser trailer, the first anything we saw, then you watch the new one, there's all these little things that you missed in the first one that get elaborated on visually in the new one. And I'll give you an example. The scene in the first one where he's on the car and he gets hit by something and he flies and does that flip, if you pay attention, he's wearing the new suit.
Correct.
Yeah.
And no, I don't remember anyone pointing it out. The fact that it's a drastically different suit because the mask alone has extra ridges on it.
Ooh, calm down there. Sorry. But yeah, but I mean, I picked up on that when he started glowing purple.
Well, the new one, yeah. I'm talking about from the first teaser trailer. Yeah. You saw that it's a different suit. I don't think they had the effects done yet with the purple. Gotcha. Which, watching it on a big screen makes you appreciate what that actually looks like because it's not just ribbons of purple. It's like... an undertone in like the segments of the armor that look like it glows. Oh, it's so dope looking. And the fact you, again, in the teaser trailer, you see Creed pull out those knives and like do that stance. Mm-hmm. And then in the new trailer, what would you call him?
I don't know. That's why it's so funny to me because I have no other name for him.
It's, well, I mean, technically his name is the Golden Jaguar, but
yeah,
that's his name.
Creed.
Yeah, Creed. I can't remember. It's something Kilgore or something? Hold on.
I'm looking it up right now. That's just fucking funny.
I spelled golden wrong. That's a... I'm an idiot.
How does that...
Kilgore?
Get the fuck out of here.
Really? I need to learn how to type.
Take your time.
Yeah, we got all the time in the world.
Yeah, we do.
Except for we don't.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
I suppose I haven't watched the... trailer as much as you have.
So I've seen it so many times.
I haven't picked up on a lot of that stuff.
Cody does, though.
Just,
but let me latch onto this and obsess
the details. When we watch the longer trailer, you do see, like, I don't, would you call that scarring?
Killmonger. The scarring, yeah. So
would you see, would you call it scarring?
Yes. So it's scarring. Yeah. So what they do is they, so Eric Killmonger is Creed's, character's name. Creed, I refer to Michael B. Jordan as Creed because,
that's the most popular thing that he's done.
Definitely. He's no Johnny Storm. That's right.
He is.
I love that
movie.
That movie
is still good.
I love it. It was on sale again the other day on the thing, and I didn't. I forgot to buy it again. I was like, oh.
Selfish son of a bitch.
Mainly because my life has been obsessed with Destiny. So when I see that stuff, I'm like, it's. Like, if you guys haven't realized the last few. Like, I have this. Really, recently, I've had this, like, psychic ability to wake up in the morning at a certain time when a brand new trailer hits. Like, Black Panther, no one knew that trailer was coming out that early. Everyone thought it was going to be attached to Thor, which means it would have been out, like, the Wednesday or Thursday before Thor came out, right? That shit just popped out of nowhere on Monday. I was up late Sunday night. When I say up late, I was literally up until, like, 4:30 in the morning playing Destiny.
So technically you were up early.
Yeah. Well, late because I hadn't gotten to bed yet. I just woke up at 7.
No, the fact
Joe
that
just
stroked
out.
Because the fact that you're still... That you're up until 4 a.m. playing games. Oh, it's ridiculous. My mind. Like,
no,
even as a kid.
We've done that before. What are you talking
about?
We
have done this before. I'll tell you right now, and I will admit this.
No, I'm saying
as
right
a man,
now. I'm saying right now.
This day and age, the next day, I literally wanted to commit suicide.
Because
I'm not even joking.
As a kid.
No offense to those who are
I couldn't play video games that.
Oh, we
that
could.
As a kid,
sure.
Are you kidding me? Whoa.
Dude, Crackdown?
That was easy.
Crackdown? Wee hours in the morning. I would be up until I would literally play until the sun came next morning, sleep, mainly because at that time I slept. Or I had a night job. I worked in the afternoon.
Legend of Zelda, the Four Swords.
Oh, yeah,
I might
sure.
have. There were times where we didn't sleep at all. Just a strong 24 to 48 hours of playing. I'm sure that we stroked a little bit afterwards, but no, not that stroke.
It's a girl. Because my story about that early days is Metroid, because Metroid didn't have save points back in the day.
So you had to fucking play through.
So you played through, and like when you got to the end, she pulls her helmet off, and it's a girl. You're like, what's going on? Like, that's a girl?
Well,
that's
sure. Metroid awesome. had the passcode system, if I recall right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to get to a certain point and punch in the thing and go back to where it was. Yeah.
But. Yeah, still
I
do
guess,
that now.
I guess I was never like that. There was always just a certain time where I was
are
like,
you, man?
Science nerd's difference. You can't be tired and do science because you blow shit up. Ask the dude from rocket company in California? The guy blew himself up.
That's right. No. Rocket ask company. The fucking guy on YouTube who blows up himself up every fucking time.
Oh,
he tries
yeah.
to do anything. That
yeah.
guy.
Rocket guy in California that blew himself up.
Oh, god damn it. It's a jet propulsion lab. It's jet propulsion. What's the name of that company?
JPL,
right? Jet Propulsion Laboratories.
Okay.
The owner, the guy who created that blew himself up.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. He was also a psychopath.
Well, you gotta be kind of crazy to do stuff.
Well, granted. Yeah. He was
You're
really
working
like
controlled explosions. So there's like a little bit of a pyromaniac in you.
Did you know he was obsessed with, sexual magic?
No.
Yeah.
Where are you learning this?
So as some people know,
this is like,
and I don't think I've
like
ever
NASA's history and sexual weirdness.
I don't
yeah,
think
that's searchable.
NASA comma.
I don't think we've ever talked about my obsession with serial killers on the show.
No.
I don't think so. You
really need to watch Lore.
I know, that's why I want to watch it, because I read what it was, and I was like, oh, I really want to watch this, but I want to watch it on easily and not through shitty fucking platform like my TV. I want to watch it through Apple TV, because it's way better than the fucking app on my television. It is fucking terrible. Or streaming, it just seems like, oh, so like last year. That dude, I can't remember his name right now, he was obsessed with this guy named, Crawley. He was like the first known... Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
He was known as like the first Satanist, even though he wasn't really a Satanist. He was just like this crazy hippie who like used to have sex with multiple women and play chess with multiple people at the same time.
That's fucking
nuts.
Talent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, seriously. But he had this thing about sex magic, and one of his followers was the guy who created JPL. And later on, that when that guy got removed from his position in JPL because he's fucking insane, he started another company, ended up blowing himself up. I don't think he actually died that way. He literally blew himself up. But I could probably look up what that dude's name is, but I'm not gonna. Anyways, Eric Killmonger is the character that Michael B. Jordan plays in Black Panther, and he has scarring on his body. I saw it the first time in the first trailer, but in this new one, you see it more, way more evident. And I'm trying to see if they have their tribal markings. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see if they have a name on here. No, it's just Killmonger's bumpy, ritualistic tribal markings on his chest and torso resemble the scar tattoos of the Mursuri and Surma tribes.
So it's a real thing.
It's a real, real thing. Yeah. So there's
there are aspects that you see in the trailer.
Like
that
the big old lip disc thing, which has a name, and it sounds super insensitive to say, but it's a big disc that fits your lip. So, well, then fit your lip. You stretch your lip to fit it eventually.
Yeah, hopefully it starts small.
Bust out. And then if you're into piercings and stuff, you know gauges. It's the same thing, but it's in your lip, and it's like literally it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Looks like the weirdest thing, and I've seen people that take them out. And I've never seen anybody have like that there. Big of fuck one like that dude in the trailer had. Well, but I've seen them like big ones like in real life. I mean, I have seen real life like pictures and videos of people with that, but I've in real life I've never met anybody.
No,
but I have met a people that have big gauges and they take them out, and it's weird because they can put straws through them, which is gross. But to each their own, right? But yeah, so you see him transform into the that scene I was talking about using the first teaser trailer. He has two knives in his jacket. And he pulls them out. And he pulls in a fight stance. Now we know that there's a scene. It's like him, his little follower of armies, and then like Black Panther and his army, I guess, are there. Doesn't matter.
People.
And he pulls out the knives and has that stance. In the new trailer, he transforms into the Golden Jaguar, which is a suit that's liberated from Black Panther's stash of cool armor and then basically made to look like his own. You can see the rivets of gold going around and accenting it. And so it has a different look to it than the purple that the new Black Panther suit has in it. Plus all the cool tech and the fact that Wakanda is this super advanced city hidden in Africa. And they even mention it in there, like in the trailer, where they think it's like in South America, but it's truly hidden in Africa, so it's because it's hidden behind a force field that makes it look like it's just a giant wasteland.
Yeah,
which is cool because you see the ship go through and you see its multiple layers, and as it goes through, you can see more of its scene. That's fucking cool. Plus, the ships are pretty cool too because they like transform in a way when they change. They have these little like sections along the wing thingies that like are like tilt, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty cool to me.
The interesting thing about that, because you're talking about the ship flying into Wakanda, is that they do a street shot, and where I would honestly imagine, because you talk about a technological city like light years ahead of everybody, it still looks like dirt streets.
Parts of it are, yeah,
parts of it. It looks like more of just like a semi-modern suburban, not like American, but something that would fit within some areas of Africa.
Yeah, so part of the trailer, you see what looks to be easy, like China or Japan. I'm not good with the characters on the signs, so I'm not too sure which kanji-type language that was, but it's one of those two, because it's definitely not in like any type of form of English or even anything that's like I would imagine would be in Wakanda. And I don't use English because, you know, they speak a different language. But clearly it looks like China or Japan or something. But also later on, you see in another clip, there's modern streets in there too. There's a downtown, and then as it spreads out further, it gets to that more rural where it's they don't want roads. They just want to be able to walk and stuff. So yeah, it's there too.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is interesting. You still have that that type of area,
but like the buildings you can see there, they're more technological.
Yeah, it's just not this, you know, epitome of technological advancements and blah blah blah. You know, it actually has some realness, I would say, to the outskirts of it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That way. No, we're good time.
We can play jam.
What does it say is, like, the action scenes look pretty dope. One of my favorite scenes is that scene where he's on the front of the car. You get to see what happens the first time he gets on another car. They're shooting him through the back of the window, which I thought was really cool, as he's bouncing off of him. And then I think he probably jumps to another car at one point, and it comes skidding around the corner, and
that military guy.
Ulysses Claw, yeah. Who is Andy Serkis's character, has his new replacement arm, and you see the hand separate and pull down, and a cannon comes out, and it's the Sonic Cannon, which is a thing his character has in the comic books, well known for Sonic weaponry, and it shoots, and it's charged off vibranium, so if you look at it, it's purple. It's mm-hmm. pretty cool. And just devastates that fucking car he was riding on, which, A, unless that's a self-driving car, murdered the fuck out of those people in that car. Is... But guess what? It didn't show blood, so he ain't getting a rated R.
Yeah.
Then Black Panther flips up, lands on a building, starts running, jumps off, lands on the side of the SUV, and sticks his hand in the interior part of the wheel and just cuts through the wheel, and it pops off, and I was like, oh, yeah, that shit's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he could have just punched the driver. He could have ripped the door off.
Nope.
Nah, ripped a wheel off. Like, that's some baller-ass shit, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking to myself now.
Yeah, obviously.
Thinking to yourself out loud.
You know, smartest detective, you know, Batman. Created some fantabulous shit with, you know, his suits and all that.
Yep.
Does not even come close. Why do you think that is?
I'm not even comparing it to Batman. When I'm within the same universe, I'm looking at Tony Stark and going...
Same universe.
You have the same universe. You have the same type of guy. Like, you know, they're both just really intelligent, normal people.
Except for Black Panther's not the one that creates all this stuff. His sister is.
No, but still within that world, the size of his suit versus, like, Tony Stark's armor
Iron Man suit, yeah.
are so much thinner, and yet it stops bullets.
Yep, it's because of the material it's made out of.
Exactly.
Yep. So the big thing is with Black Panther's suit, as well as the Golden Jaguar suit, because they're essentially the same thing, it's made predominantly from the fake metal, vibranium, whatever you want to call it. That is native and only found in Wakanda, and that's one of the reasons they hide the nation from everybody. So it's not, you know,
tried even to the stolen technology.
From. Well, it's the thing. So in the lore of Black Panther, because of the vibranium, they were able to reduce or produce better electronics because of the material it's made of. Where we're limited to what we do, and Tony is basing all of his suits on stuff he extrapolates from technology his dad made for the army, and is obviously shrinking it down, because obviously he made the first Mark I suit in a cave with remnants from missiles and shit, so obviously that's not a standard look at. But the first, the Mark II, that one had, I mean, obviously crazy technology and reducing of stuff down, being powered by the arc reactor in his chest.
Oh, excuse me, let me get that.
As well as... you know, other things like this, other things like that. But one of the things is with the lore of the Wakanda and the vibranium were able to create things stronger and better at a smaller size, and produce things that other countries could, like other nations and other scientists couldn't do because of the materials they have. But also, they've been doing it longer in the same location, where a lot of, like, say Tony's technology is based on stuff derived from German scientists because he even said, like, in the Captain America, that's why his dad was working with the Captain America team, because he was helping them and he wanted to use a lot of the technology they had, and ended up using it himself and creating weapons and technology. And even Tony has made stuff that you wouldn't really see anywhere, like, the, for example, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the car the car he has, it transforms, like, into a hover car. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, that's drastically different than any other technology, because Tony has the ability to do that. The difference is the Wakandans have their own, like, they're just so far advanced. Now, they could, in this, the Marvel ECU, they could bring the fact that they have outside help because they have, like, alien technology, but their technology, their world, goes way back before the invasion had happened in the first Avengers movie. It goes way beyond that, and we know before that aliens have been here and stuff. But that's the idea behind it, is they're so much more advanced because the fact that they're not making stuff for, because like Tony has a bunch of crazy stuff that in his house that no one else has anywhere because he makes it for himself, that sort of thing. They just have their nation is that that's how they do it. You know what I mean? But yes, I agree with you. The suit, the whole like the fact that his suit is like crazy advanced. But the thing is, he doesn't like have rockets that shoot out of it. He doesn't fly. It's just stronger and enhances his natural abilities. And obviously because of the vibranium,
claws.
Yeah, the retractable claws, which actually he should have them on his feet too. I don't know if they show him. I didn't see him in the new trailer, but eventually they probably should show him too. Cause he has a little, I don't know if they're like his hands where they come out, but I know there's a razor that comes on the side and kick through shit. He does all the time in the books. But it enhances his strength as well. And obviously being shot by bullets doesn't seem to phase him at all, because they just literally, in the first trailer, you see him unload with those AK-47s and he just turns and walks into him and then just like punches the guy in the face and he flips around and lands. One of my favorite scenes in the new trailer, though, before we wrap up, and I'll get your favorite scenes if you want to pick one, is the scene he's talking to his sister in the what looks to be some kind of flying apparatus of some sort, and she says, you know, don't freeze up, and he puts on the helmet and he drops to the floor and he throws those orbs that flatten out and land and obviously look like they turn into bombs of some sort. That whole sequence is like, yes,
it's so awesome, but it's so weird at the same time, because it almost looked like he was standing in a throne room or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's like his flagship, basically.
Yeah, it must have been like some sort of actual ship, because, you know, they're just talking and he puts on his helmet and they make a little quip and suddenly he's dropped through a hole.
That just opens. That just iris opens is open. Up. Just whoop.
Yeah, and he throws those things perfectly, just landing on each Humvee.
The first three, yeah. It was so fucking good.
And the trailer cuts there, but it's like, that was awesome.
Yeah. Because I'm going to guess what happens from that is those blow up. He lands, is hiding in the tree when they're like from the first trailer.
When
the dog's barking at a cat in the tree, which made me laugh so much every time I see it, because a dog is barking at a cat in a tree.
Yeah.
Haha. And then he beats the shit out of him. Just mercilessly. He kicked the one guy like so far, he flew into the truck and like dented the door. I was like, yo, that dude's not going to walk well for a while.
Right?
Like, he'll have a limp for a long time. What was your favorite part of the new trailer, Tosh? I know you weren't hyped about it, but at least you enjoyed it.
I mentioned it to you guys. My favorite part of the new trailer was the that transition from outside of the city to inside the city, and the, you know, kind of through the
force fields.
The force field, and just so that transition.
Fucking cool.
From a visual standpoint, it's really cool to watch that happen, because you get to see each of those individual transitions rather than just kind of being a wall like in Wonder Woman, where it's just kind of foggy. Mm-hmm. And then, here you are in paradise. This was kind of, you know, sequences of a transition. I really like that.
It wasn't like a different world. It was literally just a hidden.
Yeah.
It was just like, it still had the sun shine through it just like everything else. It wasn't like there was like stormy and then all of a sudden bright, sunny paradise. Yeah, I got you. Joseph is thinking hard.
I'm trying to think.
For those who can't see him.
Because I don't know if I have a favorite part of this trailer.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm getting there. Hang on, little buddy.
Nope.
And that's because so much shit happens towards the end of this trailer where it's just like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
And I want to say I like that whole sequence. But the thing that sticks out the most to me is the transformation sequence what's his name?
Killmonger?
Killmonger.
The Golden Jaguar.
Into the Golden Jaguar. And you can see, like, it looks like the clothes that he's wearing are just, like,
torn away
onto him. And then they show, like, just a quick snippet of the fight that's going to happen.
With the grav train.
Yeah, with those two. Looks absolutely epic. And then the next scene, they look like they're fighting in space. So all of those parts right there were awesome, just because I also want to know, how the fuck are they fighting in space?
It's not really space. It's a transitional... I can't remember. It's So it's like a portal system that that drive train goes to other places, and so that's a separation in space and time where they use like a portal to go through.
So if it's kind of like the Doctor Strange type stuff.
Yes. A little bit. Yeah. That cosmos splitting nonsense. Yeah.
But it's going to be so awesome to watch that fight happen over all of those different places then.
Yeah. Because they didn't show it. I don't think it was the lead scene. It was in one of the art books for Doctor Strange, where you actually see the temple for them in Wakanda because they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Wakanda Mask of the Elders, I think it's called, in the study that he gets the cloak from and everything. You see it in there. It gets knocked over at one point. That's how they linked them together.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
If only I could find a 3D version of...
Weird, right?
Of Doctor Strange.
You just can't watch it because Vudu doesn't let you rent or buy it. It's one of those things where, like, if you have the code and because you bought it, and this is how that's the digital version that gives it to you. I'm like, so you don't want money? Is what you're trying to tell me?
Exactly. Vudu.
Want money.
I was so ready to just pay Vudu right
literally
there.
Just threw his credit card at his TV screen
to be able to get Doctor Strange on 3D streaming, nonetheless, because I had found out that Vudu does
streams 3D movies,
3D streaming.
Nice.
But not to the Xbox. I don't think to the TVs.
So Vudu doesn't.
Maybe only to
a fucking computer.
Maybe only to certain computers that obviously do the 3D streaming. Which I don't even. How many computers have there been that do 3D? I don't know.
A couple.
Yeah. But on top of that, the way you looked at the movie when you went into other movies, it would say like rent $4.99, buy $19.99, something like that. Some of them. Some popular ones were literally just rent $5.99. There was no buy option. Hmm. Others, there was no rent option. Doctor Strange 3D, no rent or buy. It was there. It said it.
You just can't do shit. You can't have it.
Yeah.
Either way.
But it would have been so awesome just to have the ability to stream 3D.
You'd be able to own it.
Yeah.
But no. Lump of coal for Joe.
And heaven forbid that they actually print more 3D versions of it. Now, I get it. The 3D version was released in a special edition steelbook.
Yep.
Like all of the other ones that Marvel's been doing, which is fine. It's also crap at the same time because that means that somebody who wants to buy it later on
can't.
Even
out of the steelbook, you just give me a regular release of it.
Exactly. And now there's the weirdness of it. I can literally go buy Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 in 3D right now because for some reason, Best Buy has shit tons of copies of them. But you go to look at any other 3D version of any other Marvel movie?
Non-existent.
In fact,
I think about when all we, of when them we back got, in the day.
When we got the 3D version of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, we only got 10 copies in. Yeah.
Like back in the day, like Iron Man 2, I think, was the first one in 3D.
I think so, yeah.
Captain America, Winter Soldier, I have in 3D. I bought a bunch of those, like all those, like the middle of the range, and then I stopped buying physical. They just came out, like that was the option. Like there was, if you wanted like the one with like the digital, I mean, it was a combo pack, it was DVD, Blu-ray, 3D, digital, all in one, like all in there, you know, and the ones you bought. And then for some reason, like this weird hate for home 3D came out where like none of the TVs started having them. They stopped selling individual players that like touted 3D, gaming consoles.
Maybe there was just no money in it.
Well, the thing is, like, the TVs were expensive, but when they started making them cheaper, the experience at home was worse because you had, like, passive glasses on some of the TVs weren't nearly as good as they are now. And you had to, like, they came out with these powered glasses, which were fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Because the batteries burnt through real quick and the quality wasn't that great. So it was a bad experience for most people, and the TVs were still expensive. And then, just like any technology, TV-based or home theater-based, once the new comes out, that's all they want. And they were trying to focus on having 4K be more of the dominant thing, even though you should be able to do both in one TV. I mean, you have one that's that way. I have one that's that way. It's not a big thing. But like, oh, their weird fad is like, oh, people only want one big feature. Do they? Do they only want one big feature?
Because I want features. Both.
Like, I want all of them.
That's what I loved about
everything.
Spider-Man Homecoming, which just came out this past Tuesday.
On Blu-ray and DVD.
On Blu-ray and DVD was like the perfect thing. I will say, I mean, I would have bought... This one didn't come in like a limited edition steelbook, which would have been nice.
It's because it's Sony, not technically Marvel.
Because I would have purchased it. But the fact is that I got to work and I was like, shit, I missed this movie. I'm not going to be able to buy it in 3D. Nope. Lo and behold, we had 28 copies.
Oh, my God. That's still.
How dare we have... Yeah, at the end of the day, still had 28 copies left. How dare we have stock on something that I want
in
3D?
That'll teach you.
How dare you?
But what's even more fantastic is this partnership between Disney, Sony, Fox, and Amazon Studios, because it's Amazon.
It's not Lionsgate, is it? Was it Lionsgate? What was the other one? It
might be Lionsgate.
Might be.
Anyway, so the idea, if you guys don't know, if you guys didn't have Disney movies anywhere in the past, it was a cool idea for Disney, at least, where you could take your digital copy of a Disney movie and you could enter it in onto this in their specific website. At the time, they didn't allow it in the app, which was completely stupid.
Dumbest thing ever.
Always the dumbest thing ever, that you had to go to a fucking website in order to enter in these codes, and then you had to link it, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so you were allowed to enter in your Disney movies there, your digital copies, and then you just had to sign into your different services, and then suddenly those digital editions would be in that service. So I have iTunes, Cody has iTunes, and I think Taj has iTunes.
Taj does have iTunes.
You're able to enter in your Disney digital copies. Yeah, and
it's on sale. Buy it.
I'm probably gonna.
And Mummy's they would sale. Just automatically show up on iTunes. Well, now they've rebranded this to Movies Anywhere, and they've entered into agreements with different companies. And the idea is that now when I bought Spider-Man Homecoming, I can put it onto this. It automatically links up to my iTunes. And now since iTunes does 4K, automatically I get 4K because it's the HD version in the digital download section. So I don't have to pay for that extra HD, that extra 4K,
nope.
HDR or Dolby Vision or whatnot. And that's absolutely awesome. That's the way the system should be.
That's how it should be. One purchase, be. Multiple ways of watching
it. And it's
it.
Everywhere.
I see nothing wrong with what you're saying.
You shouldn't.
Nothing
it's
at
a benefit
all.
To everybody.
And think about even further, like you're not locked into iTunes, you're not locked into Google Play. You can literally, if you just want to buy stuff through digital, you could price shop now.
Yeah.
If Google Play has a movie on sale that's not on sale on iTunes, you can go and buy it on Google Play. Granted, as long as it's whatever production companies are within this service, as long as it's one of those, which I'm sure will expand in the future, it'll just sync over to any other platform that you use, and you'll get the benefits of that platform. And that's the awesome thing. I don't know if Google Play does it. Do they do 4K? I didn't really look. I was on their website. I thought I was going to get a free movie from them, the Amityville Horror.
Who are you calling a whore?
No, it horror. There's an extra.
Is it the Ryan Reynolds one?
No, it's damn it. It's a.
I like that one.
I actually like
there's
that one.
There's a joke
too.
In that movie. I can't remember who it was. I need to rewatch it. It was one of the funniest things ever, and it didn't fit in the movie because he's crazy in it. And when he says it, oh, I love that. I tried to find it the other day.
Amityville Horror: The Awakening.
Oh, the newer one? That one's terrible.
Yeah, and I was like, they were like, hey, you can get this for free this month. And I was like, sure.
Cancel.
Purchase.
Okay. Quote unquote, purchase. And then I realized that it's not
one of the movies.
One of the movies, but on top of that, I couldn't find what production company it was.
That's even better. Like, we don't know either. It just showed up one day.
It just showed up one day.
It's haunted, like that fucking mask your brother bought.
That is not haunted.
Fuck you. That thing is haunted.
That is not haunted.
No. Mm-mm. You buy it from a dying or dead person.
No,
that has
they're
a
not,
ghost in it.
Because they're not dying or dead.
Let me ask you a question. See, he works in one of them, like, full health care home things for old people, right?
No.
I thought that's what the Colonnade
was. It's not a full health care.
Called assisted living.
Nope.
What?
Not
really?
Assisted living either.
Thought it was.
Nope. They do own other places that are assisted living and stuff like that. But the area that he works in is essentially a gated community.
Okay.
They own, the residents own all their houses. Well, quote unquote own, because the company
reverse mortgage
owns,
shit.
Owns
thing?
Well, no, the company owns the area. They buy the houses.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's still the company's land and area and whatnot.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
So that's what he does.
Maybe it's
and
not
then
haunted,
he does though. House calls and stuff like that. So where he got the mask from was from a lady who was going through all of her stuff.
An old shaman.
That didn't need it anymore.
Well,
didn't
now that want shit's anymore.
She got it, she got it from somewhere in India.
So what I'm saying is, so if it's like a thing, I'll give you an example. If it were haunted, this is how it happened. Her husband and her were on vacation somewhere, or he was on business over in India, right? He got it as a gift from someone he was doing a deal with, right?
Oh, yeah. That definitely was not it. She bought it in some bazaar. That's how bizarre? I don't know.
How bizarre. Then he cherished it. When he passed away, he wanted to be buried with it. She's like, I can't find it. Couldn't find it, right? Then she's like, oh, I found it one day. I'm not going to sell this thing. I don't want it anymore. It's spooky to me, right? And then because his ghost is attached to it, Adam bought it like a dumb idiot and now owns a ghost, and that ghost doesn't eat you from the inside out. And you will help him, so which means the ghost will attack you too.
You have such a fanciful...
I'm not going to lie. That sounds legit.
I'm telling you! That's what happens! I read a book! A lady's husband, or father, stepfather, technically, died. He committed suicide, in a way. He just let himself die. After his other stepdaughter, who he loved, passed away from a suicide, then he wanted to be buried in a suit, right? Well, they didn't look good in it because he had lost all his weight, so they buried him in a different suit, and then he started to haunt the suit. And the stepdaughter, or adopted daughter, what is it when you marry and you, it's adopted daughter, not stepdaughter. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not her biological dad. He adopted them.
Okay.
Stepdaughter, yeah. Right?
It's adopted, it's doesn't stepdaughter. Matter.
Adopted daughter.
Well, if it's daughter, it's adopted.
Yeah. Adopted, yes. So yeah. He married their mother.
Then
yes.
That's a stepdaughter.
Right? I would say if she changes her last name,
adopted.
Then it's
adoption is a legal act.
Yes.
Just know
adoption
that.
Is a legal
act. Yeah, so it was. She did take his last name, so it would be adopted daughter. I believe. Was a stepdaughter, went to adopted. Doesn't matter.
There you go.
Then she sold said suit because it had a ghost in it to this dude, right? Well, he got the suit and the ghost. Tricked you. It's not actually what happened. They set the whole thing up. The one sister did commit suicide. He was so distraught that he died. And when he died, he made a curse where he would haunt whoever owned the suit because he wanted the other daughter to sell this rock star who they blame for the suicide of the other daughter, the suit, so he could haunt him and kill him, force him to kill him. And the curse says anybody who tries to help you will also be cursed and the ghost will attack them too.
So fucked up.
Heart-shaped box. Joe Hill. That's what it's from. Book's so good.
I'm going to get around
to it. I thought you were going to say Nirvana. I was going to say that song didn't sound anything like that.
Which is funny because he's a rock star. The main guy in it is a rock star. And the heart-shaped box reminds him of a box his mom used to keep all her sewing stuff in, which is a giant cane, like the heart-shaped box that Candy came in.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be the suit was shipped to him in a heart-shaped box just like that one. That was really loud.
Self, that was loud? Sorry.
Yeah. Ever. Open a heart-shaped box.
Don't buy a suit that has a ghost either.
Don't buy a ghost box.
So the whole thing was there was this like sort of auction site like eBay that he fans will send him memorabilia like the snuff tape I told you about. He has a snuff like an actual snuff film like legit like snuff
the rock
film.
Star does
the rock star okay. Like it was like a fan sent it to him.
Yeah, and he
just keeps all that shit. Right?
Why would you do that?
And then so
well,
like
he's
his
a
assistant.
Rock star.
Yeah, and he's like he's a mix between like typo negative and like. Nine Inch Nails even mentions Trent Reznor and stuff in the book. It's like this shock rocker in a way, you know, like goth type thing. But he's always looking, his assistant's always looking for cool shit like that, and happens to stumble upon one of these cut rate auction sites. This lady is selling a ghost, and she tells the story of like her dad passed away. They couldn't use a suit, so the dad's haunting the suit, right? Well, he's like, well, we can buy a fucking ghost. Like, you want to use, like, let's bid on it. And he's like, was worried that, like, the bid was like $200. He's like, I don't want anyone to steal this from me. There's a buy now for $1,000. Like, fuck it, buy now. Joke's on you, motherfucker. That was a setup. You got a ghost. That ghost can kill you. And it's fucked up, too. The ghost.
As it should be. And he was, who does something stupid like
he
that
was like this.
Die in a fucked up way.
The guy, the one was one of those dudes that, like, super hardcore religious and like would like hypnotize people and like all sorts of, he would, what's the thing when you can find water with a stick?
Dowsing?
He's a dowser. So like that was like, his thing. And like both his daughters were into it. And one of them, the one that lived with the rock star who ended up killing herself, she like went away from the family business, but her older sister who stayed with the family business was like a psychic and all that shit like that. Dude, it was, the book is so good.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
You should. Don't read that book.
Thanks. I didn't read it. Weakling. You just explained it to me and I'm done. Weakling.
And I left out a bunch of stuff too. Terrible Weakling. Shit that happens in that book.
All right, it's time to go.
Booyah. And on that, kids, unless Joe has something else. Too late.
No.
Too late. We Segway. Is done.
Segway like a motherfucker.
So, yeah, that's it for this episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
I'm Cody. Mike's not here, so fuck him. And we were joined by
Taj.
And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Or.